Well, the spirits are still good, you know, and so it should be. They're a closely knit group. They get on with the job and they're professional footballers, but in the back of their minds, they're quite frustrated and disappointed in regards to the situation. You know, no one likes to do the job and not get paid at the end of the month. We're now nearly a week behind in pay. But to be fair to them, the staff, the players and the staff at the ground as well, you know, the spirits stay good, everyone's mucking in, everyone's getting on, and you know, we're gonna need to lean on that team spirit and togetherness in what is a difficult period for us.
How serious is the situation financially for some of these players?
It's very difficult. You know, they've all got mortgages. Well, most of them. You know, most of them have got kids. You know, we do live hand to mouth. We're not blessed to be a top end footballer. We are at the bottom of the football league in regards to budgets and things like that and wages. So it's very difficult because whatever comes in usually goes out at the end of the month, and that's the way they live. You know, one or two of them will have savings accounts or whatever, but you know, as soon as you get mortgage companies knocking on the door, you know, and there's food to be, you know, for kids and families, it's very difficult. And I can understand why. You know, it's, you know, people look on it as being very frustrating and disappointing with regards to that, because it just doesn't affect the players, it affects everyone behind them as well. You know, families, kids, wives, worries about mortgages, paying bills, gas, electric, etc. So it's very disappointing.
What have you been told about what is the current situation in terms of the ownership of the club and what's going to happen and when you're going to be paid?
Well, again, it's a little bit of a difficult one, because you read things, you listen to people. You know, I'm the manager of the club, and I'm getting spoken to quite a bit by certain people at the club. Joseph Callas, the man in the building at the minute, he's got meetings with the EFL to get the fit and proper persons. But, you know, in the background, G50 Holdings seem to think that they own the football club. It was only last week that Abdullah said that he was, you know, going to take over and look after the finances for the short term until we get something sorted. So, you know, there's quite a few people in the picture at the minute, and it's very, very difficult, you know, to understand it all, because it's a mess. And that's obviously the knock-on effect, is whilst we're sorting out this mess, people aren't getting paid. That's the biggest thing.
Do you have a view that you're able to talk about in terms of what you want to see happen?
I want the situation sorted as soon as possible for all concerned. You know, as I say, it's not just players and backroom staff, it's people at the ground as well, you know, in hospitality, commercial, whatever it may be, you know, and the good people. We've got a good football clubs like us are based on spirit. You know, we aren't one of the big boys, but what we do have is a passion for the club, and we all work hard and we all stick together, and every match day that comes along we come out fighting, and that's what we're all about. And a lot of our good work has been based on a good spirit and a closely knit group, you know, on and off the field. So I need the situation sorting personally, but, you know, me as the manager and looking at the whole staff, you know, it's not nice to see good people getting down and disappointed with regards to the situation with our pay. And so for me, sooner rather than later, it's got to be sorted, because it's not healthy. It is getting a bit, you know, I'd like to use a word, but I can't, but it is getting a little bit beyond the joke, and it does need sorting.
Do you think to yourself, Jim, as someone who's been associated with this club for so long, how on earth has this been allowed to happen, where we've gone from a stable club to a man from Brazil based in Qatar taking over, passing on to someone else, then someone else, then someone else, and now we don't know where we are?
Yeah, it's very disappointing. You know, as I say, I've been here, this is my 15th season now. You know, as a player, as a coach, as captain, as manager, always been paid at the end of every month, and all the time that I've been here, you're heard of other people, other clubs having problems with payments, and you think, well, you know, we're a stable club, we're not blessed to be one of the big boys, as I've said, but no matter what, we were always paid on the dot at the end of the month. So now for it to happen twice in the last couple of months is very disappointing.